B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money in the bank.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bank. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I want to floss with us. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand on this Friday. We welcome in from pregame.com. And Fox Sports Radio, it's RJ Bell with us. Hey, RJ.
I did a little extra Patriots research this week. Got some good numbers for you guys.
Oh, I want to hear all about them. What do you have for us?
Spit it out. Bad.
Now, listen, I'm a huge Belichick fan. And there's so many things I like about him. I love the book Making of a Coach by Halberstam, I think it's pronounced.
David Halberstam, yes.
Oh, Halberstam. Okay. Great book. I mean, because this guy was he passed away recently. He was a really elite historian level guy who would write sports books now and again. I think Breaks of the Game was one of his books too. Okay. So when you read that book, what you see is Belichick and is the fact that he was around his dad, Steve, I think it was, and he was one of the seminal scouts out there. And you actually now can get reprints of his scouting manual on Amazon. So Belichick was immersed in it. And if you read like Malcolm Gladwell and stuff, they talk about how like Bill Gates and a lot of these guys that were the revolutionaries in computers, one of the things, if not the main thing that allowed that to happen was at a time when there weren't home computers, they had access to academic, you know, colleges computers. So it's really, if you have that 50, 60 years immersed in something, you've got knowledge that very few people have. And I love that Belichick has that in the way he applies it. Because oftentimes the old school gets beat by the new school, and we all kind of want to respect the old school, right? But they're not as good. Belichick's better than the new, you know, I mean, look at McVay, right? Wasn't there a great example of that? And it's so rooted in that history, that depth of knowledge. So what's the best way to measure how good someone is? The Vegas spread. So this is what I did. I went back and said, let's start with Tom Brady's first start. Let's start where it began. And we say, how did they do if you just blindly played, the Patriots? And then I thought, okay, what happens if you blindly played everyone during that same span? How would teams have done? Now, this is amazing. There's only one, two, three, four, five teams that you would have won money with blindly. If you just bet these, each of these five, you would have won money. Steelers, number five, you would have won 2 units. So, for, you know, you guys bet, what, $20 a unit probably? So you would have won $40 with Pittsburgh. Minnesota, you would have won 3 units. Indianapolis, 5 units. Green Bay, 10 units. And finally, the Patriots, 52 units.
Oh.
So literally, if God, if a fairy, whatever, would have come down and say, okay, and I got a question. Okay, tell me from today, Brady's first game, till 2019, October, who are the teams that's going to win money for me if I play them blind? They would list those five. The Patriots won more money than all the teams combined.
I was going to say the second closest one is Green Bay with 10. Is that?
Yes.
So they're still 5 times more than the second closest team.
Yeah. So 27 teams or 23. No. So 27 teams lost money. 5 teams won money. And amongst the five, Belichick won more than the other four.
So the Patriots are a good bet.
And it shows you what Vegas measures, which is an edge over convention. By definition, what people think is the line. So in a weird way, this not only shows that Belichick's good, what it shows, but you could look at the straight up record and say, well, in that time, they're 256 and 78. 256 and 78. It's almost hard to believe. That shows how good they are. Which shows that they're better than people think is the spread. Because what people think is the spread. And it tells you what I often tell you guys. The Pats are the only team we can't figure out. The Vegas spread has every other team figured out. Think about the even number two, the Packers. They've won those units, but that was over, you know, 330 games. So you win 10 extra out of 330. And then you got Belichick.
As I say, so why hasn't Vegas caught up yet? I mean, it's been long enough. It's been 20 years.
It's all analytics. Is there meaning the lack of the right analytics? Belichick is considering
bad nerds.
Say it again.
Bad nerds. Nerds who haven't figured it out yet.
Well, all nerds are bad ultimately,
right?
Because they all think they got it figured out 100%. Like, the whole Barkley debate, I think it's foolish. Here's what we know. Sabermetrics math can explain a massive amount of the world in some ways that human eye can't see. And there yet to be any algorithm that fully explains it. So if you don't have both, you're stuck. You either are missing something because you don't have the insight of the analytics, or you're missing something because the algorithms always miss something.
Now, RJ, I had a woman come up to me at appearance.
No way.
That I did this week. And I know you are from my neck of the woods. She goes, you have this guy, RJ Bell, on. She goes, I don't care about gambling. I don't do anything. I tune in and listen to him because I just love hearing his voice. What town are you exactly from?
There's a little town, 4,000 people, called Shadyside, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which is 20 minutes south of Steubenville, which you might have heard.
Steubenville. That's great.
Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah.
And Dean Martin from Steubenville.
Oh, my God.
On The Sopranos once, remember when Paulie got put in jail? I think the character actor had, or the
yes.
actor had. When he tells Tony why he went to jail, he goes, well, we drove down to Steubenville to see Dean Martin's old place. And so right in that Youngstown area.
Right.
But it's an hour from Pittsburgh. So, I got a little Pittsburgh accent.
Yeah.
And a little bit of the Kentucky Hills sneaks in there, I think.
All right, I'm going to do my pick first. I'm taking Houston on the road. They're actually getting a point. The Colts, what do you think? Sharp or square?
I forget. Who was it that had Cowboys last week? Remember that joke that said,
"Oh, it's T-Bone." T-Bone. Oh, okay. Producer T-Bone had him
because I said, "Yeah, it's rare to get a team that's lost three in a row, laying seven on the road." This is that level of pick, I think. It's square, and here's why. Let me ask you this question: if you ask Barney at the bar, right from The Simpsons, when has he been most excited about Houston in the last 5 years?
Right
this
now,
week?
Right now, today.
Exactly. Is that the time to bat them?
No.
I'm not saying they're not going to cover. I'm just saying this line probably should be Colts 2.5. You're laying one. That's the whole difference, right? And people say that sounds absurd. Well, you only need to win 55% of the time, right, against the spread to literally quit your job and make a lot of money. That's one out of 20 games. When you have those couple extra points, that's what you get. And another reason I like the Colts, some teams are better off of buys, and it's usually with an elite coach, and I put Reich there. And also, they were injured, and the weeks really helped them, T.Y. Hilton, et cetera.
All right, RJ, let me ask you. 17 points. Ton of points to give up, am I right?
For sure.
Yeah. So, would you take the Dolphins in 17 at Buffalo?
With Fitzpatrick.
I would want to take them.
Yeah.
But I want to work out every day, too. So what I'll say is, this is a tough one. But we did a little research on this that I think is very noteworthy.
Ooh.
Because anyone that's kind of savvy understands the following. The less points it's scored, the more valuable underdog points are.
Thank
so imagine
you.
I could get 17 and the total was 24.
Love it.
Right? I would love it, right? Well, the total here is fairly low. I think it's 40.5. And if we did a study, every 17-point winner, so every team that won by 17 points or more, so it was a team that blew out the other team, how many of them had a total 40.5 or lower? And we looked at the ratios, and it ends up being about 40% less likely. All other things controlled, 40% less likely to win a game by 17 or more with a low total.
Okay.
I think people undervalue. It's one thing to say 17 is too much. It's another thing if the total was 54 versus 40.5. So I'm even more inclined to bet Miami. My only caveat is I'm not sure the Dolphins really are trying. I know they're trying, but are they trying? And I don't bet teams that don't try, so I'm going to pass.
All right. I don't blame you on that one, but I'm glad you didn't dismiss it entirely.
No way.
Okay. All right.
I like Green Bay this week, and we got it at 5.5. Your thoughts?
I would say the following. Green Bay the last 2 weeks, is the most confusing line I've ever seen. Ever. So let's think about this. Green Bay has got a 4-point home field. They're one of the few teams that do. Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans are at the top of the list. Okay. Now, the line last week was Lions 3.5-point dogs. So if you're supposed to be favored by 4 at home, if you're against an even team, an equal team, and it's 3.5, that implies the Lions are better, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did anyone think the Lions are better? I'm not talking about the way the game got played, but entering that game, if you would have done your power rankings, who would have had the Lions ahead of the Packers?
I would not have had them ahead of them.
No.
I don't think anyone would, right?
No.
Somehow the Lions won. I did 10 minutes on the national show at 6 Eastern, and I said, I don't understand this game, but here's what I know for sure.
So that's how you look at that? Now the refs hosed the Lions. You just count that as the Lions win the game for the way you look at it.
If I misspoke, they won. When I say won, I meant won the bet. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay.
So I should have said that. I apologize. But they won the bet, right?
Yes, they did.
And to me, the fact that that last touchdown or not, or really, let's be honest, Green Bay could have won the bet. Right, because if they didn't go down at the 1 yard line or whatever, they would have won. So to me, I call that it was an even game. You know, pretty much an even game. Coin flip. It doesn't really matter who won or lost. It was an even game. But did we really think it was going to be an even game? That was kind of the bigger point. No, and it was. And like I said, if you can't explain why the line is wrong, when you make a pick, you're saying the line is wrong. Why else would you pick it? If you can't explain why, you're probably walking into a trap. I thought Green Bay was a great pick. I couldn't explain why that line was what it was. I couldn't play it, thankfully.
All right.
This week. Could we really say the Raiders are only like a point worse than Green Bay? It's 5.
Yeah.
You know what it is? There's the biggest bettors in the world hate Green Bay. There's something, and I would make a major bet Green Bay underperforms between now and the end of the year because this is a huge statement the syndicates are making.
RJ, just very quickly here, do you want us to befriend the guy in the Super Contest who's 27-3 in the season? And
that's a different one than the one RJ's in, though. He's in Super Contest Gold.
Okay. I'm in the 5,000.
He's in gold level.
Okay. Yeah, and 19, we're 19-11.
4-1 last week. I looked it up.
19-11.
Yeah.
Nice.
And last year, 67% until the last 2 weeks.
Who's the leader in yours? What's funny?
This might
22-8. You're not far off the lead here, are you?
Oh, well, are we sure about that? Okay, so
I'm looking at the standings right now. The leader is 22-8.
So mine's at pregame. How many people are ahead of us?
You've only got, I mean, you're all bunched up close. You've got a total of, you're tied with like 5 or 6 or more. Actually, I have to look at it. There's so many ties.
I mean, we're in the top 10 or so.
Yeah, you're only 3 picks off the lead, though.
And here's the thing. Let's be candid, guys. Right in front of the world, we've done this. Last year, we were amongst the lead, amongst the most prestigious contests in the world. What's the odds of doing it again? Come on. Again. We're almost halfway through this year. I mean, they're going to be writing about this one day.
I agree with you, and the world is watching, sir. Yes.
Well, when I come on this station,
how about the guy though? There is a team, Tuco, that's in the other contest, the lower one, and he's 27-3 so far.
That's amazing. But let's be candid: when you've got 3,000 people in it, someone's good. I mean, that's better than you'd expect, but someone's going to be hot if you're just flipping coins, right? That's why I like the bigger contest, and I also like. My guy, Steve Fezzik, only got to ever win it twice. I think the odds of winning it twice are getting lower and lower. So that's very good for him.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks,
19-11.
See you, RJ. Right.
RJ, appreciate it.
Solid.
RJ Bell, pregame.com on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas is where you find him. Always entertaining. Always fun to talk to. Yeah, he's in the Super Contest Gold. Next one up. Next level.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wasn't it 600,000 he stood to win last year?
It was a lot.
Ended up well. I mean, they were second at last week going in, but then they had to do the contrary bets. They had to try and figure out what the leader was going to bet that week and bet against it, as in hopes to just overtake him in the last week. Whew, some good stuff.
It's really good. He's only got a total of less than 10 teams that are all sort of bunched up there at the top, and the leader with 22 correct picks, and his team has 19 correct picks so far. Very tight. Very close. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985. More to get to this hour, including the takeaways at 150.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Apparently, another update here from Adam Schefter on our guy down there in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. Adam Schefter says, if I could just load the tweet, Patrick Mahomes' MRI was, in the words of a league source, good. And it turned out to be a best-case scenario.
That's good.
Prior to MRI, team believed best-case scenario was Mahomes missing about three games.
It's about what it was last night, too, what they were estimating. And so, they just needed to confirm it with the... imaging today.
All right, so if he misses three games, does that make you want to go out and get a new quarterback other than Matt Moore?
Probably not. No. I mean, you already have two losses, right? Like, if you're undefeated, maybe. You know? You already got two losses. New England's still undefeated. You just win your division and you know, kind of keep an eye on Houston. Maybe if the Colts beat Houston, you stick with Moore, you know, and wait for him to come back. You know, say Houston wins and you don't look great next time out. I mean, you got 11 days off. That's a nice thing about playing on a Thursday night. You sort of have that mini bye built in.
Wouldn't you be worried about him coming back and getting hurt again?
Yeah, that's why I said you got to make sure he's right. Because if he comes back and gets injured again, you can do more damage and then you really screw the kid up. I don't want to see the kid get screwed up.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No.
Mabel's in the car. Mabel.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Mabel.
First of all, I have to compliment Hardy. Hardy, your rant on Monday was absolutely
Tuesday.
Brilliant.
Tuesday, sorry.
Thank you.
He still feels the same.
I haven't changed.
I agree with you on everything that you said. I think you're 100% on the money. Hmm. So it was great radio.
Look at this.
Mabel
and Hardy finding common ground and coming together on a Friday.
Not only that, coming from a Cowboys fan who you had a game given to you against the Lions, too. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, guys. So Sunday night, if my boys lose, does Jason Garrett get the phone call on Monday morning?
You hear Jerry this week talking about Garrett, that Garrett would be scooped up if he became free?
If I was Jerry, I'd test the waters and see if he'd get scooped up. Just put him out there.
Do you guys think we have a chance on Sunday night? I mean, we're at home. We are at home.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the spread is right now, but
you got a chance.
If we lose, what does that mean? Does that mean anything? Or does it mean nothing?
Well, I mean, that whole division's wide open. Like, everybody's there.
No, I'm not talking about the division. I'm talking about the coach. I'm really talking about the
No, I think
coach.
You're stuck with him. They control him.
Okay.
It's the worst thing that could happen to your football team is that head coach. Got talent. That's the sad part about it. Wasted opportunity. Like, who are you going to hire? What are you going to do at this point?
I mean, there's talks about some of the guys that are on that coaching staff that they would promote, but I don't know how much better the situation would get.
Are you going to go after the guy in Oklahoma at the end of the year?
Yeah. Well, it's better than what they have.
I agree, but I don't think you do that now because whatever hot young college coach is out there, you're not getting him right now.
Like I don't know what Kellen Moore would be as a head coach.
He looks
I have
like
no
he's
idea.
12.
Yeah, but maybe he'd make a good coach. How do you know he's not potentially a good coach? What if he is?
There was some chuckling at some of the
like,
play
what if,
calls.
What if Kellen Moore is just happens to be like a good coach and would make a good head coach, regardless of the fact that he just happens to be on the Cowboys staff?
I think it'd be Jason Garrett 2.0. This is what they did with Garrett.
But how do we know unless you try it out?
Okay.
This is the problem with the coaching in the NFL now is that everyone is afraid that the play caller is going to get hired by somebody else, so they're more apt to elevate them instead of you know, waiting it out, and then some other team's going to take their offensive guy, then they're stuck without an offense.
Yeah, how's Cincinnati feeling with that Zach Taylor guy? Boy, good thing they got a Sean McVay's quarterback coach.
Yeah, except, I mean, Jim, in Dallas, Jason Garrett's been there for 12 years. Right?
No, what I'm saying is, yeah.
How long has he been the head coach?
No, I get it, but if they love
he's been on the staff there for like over
if they think the reason why they're winning is Kellen Moore's offense.
No, I think that's what's holding them back. I think their defense is better.
I know, I'm not saying if they think that, though. Like the Browns obviously did with Freddie Kitchens, right? They thought he was a key reason. They were worried about another team going to grab him if they just made him the coordinator. So they just said, you know what? Instead of making him the coordinator, we'll make him the head coach.
He became the interim head coach 10 years ago, 10 seasons ago. And it's been the full. He was officially named head coach in 2011. So he's been there a while. He's been on that staff. Going back to 2008.
Do you know the most irritating thing about him? And you won't see this because you don't see the pregame production, but I've called a couple of games down in Dallas.
Yeah.
So they come out right at the 50 behind their bench, this new stadium. So
Don't they walk through the club? Like they're like a club down there, right?
So they hold the team out. Then he comes out in front of the team, and he takes his play sheet, and he puts it in the back of his pants, and he gives it three claps. And they have a guy there in a headphone standing next to him, and again, it's an all big pre-produced thing. He puts his right hand on the chest of the team, holds the team back like he's holding them back, but nobody's like trying to run through him. And he runs out in front of him, leads them out. This guy. You just walk out on the sideline, put your headset on, get ready to call a game. Like he loves that stuff. Former player. Former tool bag.
Princeton guy, right?
Yeah, Mr. Smarty Pants. His dads were scouts and all that for them for over the years. Yeah.
He's from Pennsylvania.
So right? was I. Yeah.
He's an Eastern PA guy, though, isn't he? Not a Western PA guy.
Yeah, Eastern's different.
He's a Philly guy.
Eastern and Western don't really see eye to eye.
He's like Matt Ryan is from Philly. He's a Philly area guy. He's from like the Matt Ryan area of Philly.
Yeah, same type
of
guy.
Matt Ryan area.
Same type of guy. Doesn't sweat. Hurry up. Put your baseball hat on. Keep your hair nice, cord cut, nice and short. Nice and short. Well, we grow it out down in Western PA.
You guys don't see eye to eye.
No.
Western half.
No,
they are
Western
like,
and Eastern.
I will say this. Different worlds in Pennsylvania.
It's about 6 hours across.
I mean, maybe they should consider breaking the state up.
Hell no. Keep that thing together.
I mean, you might.
You guys stay on that side of the mountains. We'll stay on this side. We'll put Penn State right in the middle. We'll see y'all, Penn State. That's where we hold the state championship.
Keystone State.
That's right. Fireworks.
Keystone. Might want to break that into a couple of states.
We're good.
Make that two instead of one.
It's good high school football. East doesn't like West. West doesn't like East.
Something like that.
Pittsburgh and Philly.
Hey, we got one more segment of your calls before we get into the weekend here.
Oh.
At least for us.
I know we do Dan's dates when Dan Shaughnessy's in, but we have a classic date today.
What is it?
Jim?
You save it.
Well, what happened last night? You guys were ripping the fake punt, right, by the Broncos?
Yeah.
Oh God, not the Colts. Do you have the play-by-play?
I had the Colts play-by-play. And I went Bob Laney.
Can we revisit it?
I want to do the Bob Laney.
Yeah, we can revisit that.
Now you know I'm running a fake punt.
We got time for that, but we also have time for your calls. 617-779-0985. Let's do that. Coming up next, fake promos in 20 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tell me something. Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
All right, this is it. Okay. This is the play.
Now they're going to shift everybody to the right except for Whalen.
Two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right.
To snap the ball to Colt Anderson.
Flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
A little deception here by the Colts.
Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. Now fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about fake. He pretends to fake.
Coming up from the 47, a snap to Anderson, and he bobbled it, and he's brought down by Bolden.
The whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage.
I don't know where I am.
First down for New England. Oh.
So you have the whole punt formation save for two players.
Oh, this room is getting smaller.
You stupid or something?
Promises stupid as a stupid does.
Well, that was something back in 2015. Can't believe it was 4 years ago already. The botched fake punt. Don't even know what the hell they were trying to do. Still don't know.
Can I have the Bob Lamey call?
Still don't understand the thought behind that.
I want the Colts call.
Let's hear it from the Colts radio network.
This is a new formation, it looks like. The Colts are now getting everybody to shift for the Patriots. They don't know what they're doing here. Colt Anderson is under center. Colt Anderson waiting for the snap or no? He took the snap and got buried. I'm not sure what that was all about because that has just given New England great field position. There was a delay of game, let's hope. Don't snap it. Delay of game.
Illegal formation. The whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage. Offense. This penalty is declined. The result of the play is first down for New England.
Wow.
I'm not exactly sure what we were doing there.
Well, we've just made a tremendous error here and put our defense in really, really bad shape.
Oh, man, they do the we and R on the broadcast there. Oh. Bob Lamey's not even doing their radio anymore.
He was also a PR guy, so technically it's a we.
Oh, we are.
You could almost hear the official laughing. Looking for me. Pretty much nothing was right. They didn't have anybody where they were supposed to be, so...
Delay of game.
Illegal formation.
Nope.
The whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage.
He's like, please be a delay of game. Please. Please. Please be... Oh, damn it. Nope. Not a delay of game.
What do you got on your neck?
Damn it.
Same thing you got on your neck. Why?
Yeah, we got our rev scarves on.
Ask me like you don't know. It's the...
I feel like a priest. Holy...
Revs tomorrow in Atlanta.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock against Atlanta United.
Revolution in the playoffs. Let that sink in.
70,000 people. Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Official hashtag is hashtag raise your colors.
You going to watch that or watch
that's
Tom's
what's on the scarf.
Tom's
lovely scarf that they sent.
Stupid thing.
Nice. Try and find the Bowling Green and who are they playing?
Who are you playing? Oh, Central Michigan.
Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I'll be watching the Revs.
Revs, 1 p.m.
Thank you.
And I'm watching Falcons.
Go Revs.
Yeah. Let's go Revs.
Let's go Revs.
Don't be put up by that 70,000. Bruce Arena said it last week, by the way. And he didn't get a chance to talk about it again yesterday. That benefits players on both teams. It truly does. Players just like the added juice of having an atmosphere like
Bruce
that.
Bruce Arena not scared. He's not scared of nothing.
He ain't scared of nothing.
He's scared of nothing.
Nothing.
By the way, how was lunch today, Zoe? Was it good?
Oh. Excellent. Papagino's.
Papagino's. By the way, Pats win, you win. Every time the Pats play,
let's go Pats.
Home or away, Papagino's is giving away free food like pizza, apps, and desserts. Yeah. Make sure you're part of the rewards program to get these delicious rewards. Register online at papagino's.com/rewards. Hurry, sign up before the next game so you can take advantage of these perks the very next day. Mitch is in Worcester on the Colts fake punt 4 years ago today.
Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to call in. I had heard you say that we didn't know exactly what had happened on the play. So McAfee actually went into it on detail on one of his podcasts. He said what they were trying to do was they were trying to run the play where the Patriots would stay on, keep their offense on the field, and then run out the punt team. They were trying to essentially fake that, but the kid that they had been working on the play with all week, they had to switch him out that week. So the guy, what the plan was, we're going to fake run off the field, and if they go to swap out the defense, they'll have too many men on the field, so we'll snap it. And if they don't, then we're going to we'll take the penalty. It's minus 5 yards, and we're just going to punt it anyway. So essentially, the guy that was snapping the ball was a replacement, didn't know how the play was supposed to work, and it was either supposed to be a 12 men on the field, snap it, get the yard.
Yeah,
or,
we've heard that. Yeah, he said that story back at the time. McAfee's told that story a bunch of times. Clayton Gaithers got hurt, and Griff Whalen was the guy who had to then substitute in. And Griff Whalen had never done it. So Griff Whalen then all of a sudden is put in the position of being put on the field, and he snaps the ball, and he wasn't supposed to snap the ball. We know that. My question is, why did they think that was going to draw them off?
I mean, an undisciplined team like the Patriots, you would believe that, right?
I've heard this before, guys.
Especially in midfield.
I've heard this explanation for Pat McAfee and the Colts already. I heard it 4 years ago. Okay, got it. Okay, I understand why it got screwed up because you had an injury and Griff Whalen is in there when he hadn't practiced it in practice. Great. Why did you think that was going to work?
They're swinging that axe. You know, he's trying to make a play, give us a chance to win.
What is it about that look that made you think this will draw them offsides? This is going to confuse the Patriots.
Scouting.
And the Patriots are going to jump offsides with this.
Trickery.
Yeah. Has anyone answered that question?
We're going to beat them at their own game.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's an explanation, but it still doesn't make sense.
Where the hell is that guy right now? He's doing well somewhere.
Probably.
No. He's playing for like a winning team. He's coaching defense for a winning team.
Pagano?
Yeah. Where the hell is he?
The Bears.
He's with the Bears.
Oh, okay. That's right.
He replaced Fangio.
That's Bert's boys.
God, Fangio. That's right.
Ooh. By the way, Zoe, you got a little flare going out with your scarf now.
Yeah,
you
said just
tossed it over one shoulder.
I think so. It's European. I mean, the nice thing about these things, you can take them and you can do this.
People are pumped. We've already seen multiple screenshots are tweeted to us of you guys wearing your scarves.
Yeah, well, happy to wear them.
It's nice when we get gear sent. Yeah, you know? Be nice. The Patriots sent some gear.
Nice if it rains outside. Get yourself a little cover up.
You could do.
It's good.
You could tie people up with this. Not that you do that, but.
No, of course not. Yeah. Whatever you're into.
The Paul Pierce bandage.
It's good.
Right?
Paul Pierce, tie your head up.
Michael Scott,
your jaw together.
If you're out in the wilderness, and you could fashion this to be,
now you got an All Valley Karate Tournament this weekend. You're all set.
Or, say you're on the road. Wait a minute, let's do this. Say you're on the road and you forget your necktie.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely, definitely tie material.
So you do this. See, tie this one this way.
Who ties your ties for you normally?
I do a double Windsor.
Yeah.
Tie my own.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it the right
way. Okay. But any other calls?
No.
No, because we're going to the fake promos.
Yeah,
today's
fake promos next.
Are next.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub.
Give me that stuff.
Oh!
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Revolutionizing. Get it? Let's go, Revs. revolutionizing the weight loss industry since 2014. Set up your consultation. Learn how easy losing weight can really be. Let's go, Revs. Yeah.
All right.
So let's do this. Happened last night.
Yeah,
right?
Before we get to fake promos, quickly, Sarge did PA at the Bruins last night, and this is the job that Sarge was made for. This is it. This is his calling.
I totally agree.
Let's hear what we have just from last night's game.
Boston goal, a power play goal scored by number 88, David Pastrnak. Assisted by number 63, Brad Marchand, and number 47, Tory Krug. Time of the goal, 16:55. That is Pastrnak's second goal of the game from Marchand and Krug at 16:55.
When's
pretty
woo,
good.
When's the woo go? The after Ric Flair
that.
Woo?
Because, they do it you after know, that.
Sarge's pants are off when that happens.
It's pretty good.
Wrestling, yes, sir.
Hardy doesn't
and
seem
fans,
impressed.
Don't forget, you can get everything you need to be the ultimate Bruins fan at Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah, everything's got the extra syllable on the end. Yes. It's like if James Hetfield was doing the PA. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back your Boston Bruins.
Where's this feed from? Is this directly from
someone
the board?
Someone had to have sent this over.
We've got people.
Yeah, we got people. TNR obviously had their moles send it over.
Yeah, gave Freddie T the heads up. He got on it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fans good. With the score tied at 3 at the end of regulation. A 3-on-3, 5-minute sudden death overtime presented by Ticketmaster will begin shortly. If the score remains tied at the end of the overtime period, the game will be decided in a shootout.
Shootout.
Sounds a little nasally. Is he sick?
Sounds
like he's battling a little bit of a cold.
Really tried to extend everything.
He doesn't sound
I'm
like his normal
about.
Self.
I don't notice the PA guys saying all that much when I'm at the game.
I don't either.
Well, because you don't pay attention to it.
Because it's a random voice. It's not somebody you know.
Yeah, because it's not someone you know. You don't pay attention to that.
The last minute of play in the second period was brought to you by Jack Daniels. Enjoy Jack Daniels responsibly during the intermission at various locations in the Lodge and balcony concourses.
Lodge?
Lodge.
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 Lodge. Not according to the PA
ice
guy
luge.
Last night.
Ice luge.
Lodge.
And the Lodge.
All right, let's get to the fake promos. Let's go.
Here we go.
Hi-ya.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know, LeBron should be siding with Daryl Morey, but, you know, he's kind of just being a sanctimonious, you know, douchebag.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Derek
Hub.
And Foxborough, call of the week.
I forgot where that was going.
Call of the week.
He's good.
Douchebag.
It's garbage. Exit stage right.
Let's sit in and watch some Netflix.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
But if the Celtics have a bad year and he still plays up to his potential, then the offer stays the same. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. They also got a new Zamboni here. This thing is
see,
badass.
I still think
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Didn't listen Olympia. To a word you said.
They're talking about Celtics, Jaylen Brown's contract.
Yeah, okay.
Now.
I'm saying now.
No,
at the time, you didn't listen to a word you said.
Zamboni.
This is a new one.
Shiny.
Put us on remote.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Bruins defenseman, Tory Krug.
Wow, you smell good.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I forgot to ask what kind of cologne that was. I actually stopped a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers when I left here.
That guy got it. What?
You did?
He was wearing, it's called Fabulous by Tom Ford, I think. I was walking past Steeler locker and I smelled him. I'm like, sorry, you lost, but what kind of cologne are you wearing? Because that's like the best thing I ever smelled.
I'm sure it's what he wanted to talk about.
He said Fabulous, Tom Ford.
Thanks for which player about. Was that?
Some big defensive lineman.
You don't even know who it was?
I had no clue.
Next.
Big choice. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's that, those who's duck calls?
That was like an outtake. That wasn't actually part of our show.
That, that was the start that of was, Zone. That was him trying to do the owl one.
That didn't go on the
breathing,
air.
And then he just went into a regular duck one.
That wasn't, but that wasn't part of our program.
That was Monday.
He wasn't producing the owl call, so he went back into doing a couple of duck calls to keep it alive.
So somebody just turned on the radio at that moment. That this is what they would have heard.
He's going.
Sounds like if Darth Vader did a duck call.
He's like breathing into his hands.
Do the owl one again.
Trying to make the owl one. See?
I
it's
did
amazing.
It.
Dude, stop it. There are going to be owls flying in the studio if you keep that up. It's so good.
Turner head.
It's so good.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Maybe it's marinara, Sam. Maybe he's talking about the marinara.
Hello?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're right on the owl thing, though. Like, what are you going to do if the owl comes? Like, like you can't kill it. I never thought of that. Oh, there's the owl. Well, just shoot it. Yeah.
You can't.
Put it in an owl trap.
Protected.
I know.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
The revisionist history this morning continues. I'm reading this kid named Peter Bukowski.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, that seems a little strong.
Wow. Bukowski. sound a little bit like Derek.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
So I used to get excited when I got a white sheet of sticker paper, and I'd sit there and I'd carve it out with a razor blade.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's nice, really. That's nice.
A few things like did bring you more enjoyment as a kid, though, is a clean sheet of either drawing paper or sticker paper.
Oh, my God.
Paper.
The sticker paper was great because you could cut out. Like, we never had the sticker numbers. Like, they didn't have them printed and cut like when we were kids. Couldn't find them anywhere. They didn't have Amazon or any of this stuff. They didn't have Michael's Crafts.
I know. I know. But if you had like a good sheet of drawing paper, like you're all set for the night.
You're great. Look at this. Can you have a carton of pencils or you get the smell markers? Sit there all night.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
1 hour from now, we will have an awkward introduction and awkward.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Drop it.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I ain't saying bleep.
That didn't really come out.
It did.
I didn't. Slightly.
It did.
I, mean, I didn't like hear it live.
It was under the breath.
I didn't hear it on the replay. Third time I heard it.
Awkward introduction and awkward.
No, I'm not saying anything. See, I knew it. It kind of came half.
Drop it.
All right.
All right, we're back on Monday. Zoe will be in New Jersey.
I'll be in some secret location in awful Newark.
Yeah. Zoe will join us from Newark. He'll do the show from there. I'll do the show from here.
Yep.
We'll have a show Monday at 10 a.m. prior to the Patriots game on Monday night.
14-hour workday, yeah, baby.
Can't wait for that.
Let's go, Revs.
Oh, all right. Revs next.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports Talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth down, less than a yard. DeMarcus Robinson comes in motion, and Mahomes sneaks it, and somebody better guard that ankle. Looks like it's a first down on the quarterback sneak by Patrick Mahomes. Is he off the field? He is not. He might be hurt, Kendall.
Oh, no.
As he went on the quarterback sneak, he is down on his left hip, and he has taken his helmet off.
This is clearly something very bad.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program, Felger and Maserati, on a Friday. You know what that means, Maz?
Agenda-free.
Agenda-free Friday. But the big news last night, the injury to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.